Welcome to Guy Coleman's podcast. I'm your man, the guy, talking. Really, this is just a teaser for what the show is going to be about. Let's get into it. Things I'm interested in, film theory and beyond, philosophy, ethics, ideas, technological advances, art, humanism, logic, music and beyond, current events, sports, leisure, and of course, the tangently random. So basically anything that I have not listed that I cover, I'm going to cover within the tangently random, because that's what I do. I go off on tangents, and we're, you know, going to have a bunch of guest people on the show. Some are going to be, you know, consistent than others. Right now I'm sitting here with Professor C Squared, who can answer anything and everything about science, even if he can't. That's just how we do that. So, you know, if you want to subscribe to me and keep on listening, you know, no holds barred, go for it. You know, if you don't, well, then do it. Whatever you want to do. I don't really care. So, I'm sitting here with Professor C Squared, and let's see, let's think of a question off the top of my head I'd like to have him answer. And by the way, you can take me for a fool or an idiot. I don't really care. But my mind is active 110% all the time, even when I'm sleeping. So I'm going to leave it up to you to judge how delusional and brilliant and genius you know or think I actually am. But that doesn't really matter, because that's what I am to myself. So, okay, Professor C Squared, what would be, answer this question, the square root of the distance if the of the circumference of the velocity at which the sun spins divided by the distance from the Earth to the moon?
That question is ridiculous. I mean,
you're Professor C Squared.
What do you think I am?
I mean, you're a scientist, and
that's based off of like astrophysics. I am in no way, shape, or form a PhD candidate for astrophysics.
You don't have to be to answer a question like that. I mean, I'm just kidding. Like, what is your ballpark take on that answer?
Fine. So you got the square root of the spin of the sun. Of the circumference
of the sun. Of the circumference of the sun. And, but,
you divided by the distance from the Earth to the moon.
Well, actually, but we're leaving something out here. So you have the circumference of the sun, the square root of the circumference of the sun multiplied by its velocity that it's spinning, divided by the distance from the Earth to the moon.
That's all under the square root, divided by the Earth to the moon.
Yeah.
So you have the velocity of what spinning again?
The velocity of which the
rate... I'm going to have to write this out.
The rate of the sun spinning, you know, and here we go. We're going to get the whiteboard out right now, and we're going to have an equation here where Professor C Squared takes my brilliant genius and bit of ridiculousness and projects it into an equation of a mass proportion for the naked human brain.
Okay, so I want you to repeat this to me.
Okay, so you have the square root of the circumference of the sun multiplied by the velocity at which it's spinning, divided by the distance from the Earth to the moon, times the speed of light. We'll add a last variable in there. Okay. Wow, okay. Yeah, so what's the answer?
Well, I gotta get specific variables here. The circumference of the sun multiplied by the velocity of the spin of the sun.
Well, what if we just throw numbers in to represent these things? I mean, we do.
Well, I gotta get exact numbers, though. So why don't you go keep talking, and I'm gonna get these exact
okay,
numbers.
Okay, fine. Well, while the professor's working on that, let's see, what else can I tell you guys? Heavily into movies, I love, you know, The Institution and the makeshift of what we call cinema, film, movies, you know, the moving picture. You know, there's going to be a lot of that on this show, and I'm really excited to bring in some of the best debaters and colleagues, you know, that agree, disagree, and put on, you know, such a great validity in what I perceive and realize to be film. So I know that was kind of redundant and maybe a little philosophical, but I mean, sometimes it's just you have to talk sometimes so much in order to just get the right stuff out, and then you can, you know, put it into fewer words. But sometimes just the act of getting something out when you're speaking is exactly what you need to just get those ideas and that energy flowing. Yeah, there's just so much that I feel, you know, I just connect with so many people, and maybe not in such the cliche ways. I mean, who knows who's still listening right now? You know, who I've pulled in, who's just gonna stop listening or not subscribe or whatever. But I really, really, really think, I mean, this is my first podcast, so of course I probably sound a little shaky, a little bullshit, if you will. But I'm really, really excited for just all the things we're going to get into. You know, I also like to make up words from time to time, not to be confused with one of our, you know, latter presidents of the past decade. But I think my words actually mean something. You know, I'd like to put them all in the dictionary, and, you know, even with some bullshit dictionary, you know, I'd sell it. So, yeah, we're going to have a special linguist on the show, someone who remains nameless for the time being until we can... Anyway, yeah, just a lot of really good stuff coming. I'd like to do a little shout-out to the Carolina Panthers there for making it to Super Bowl 50. Really important. They didn't win, but hey, they put up a really good fight, and that's something we'll be talking about too. Sports and leisure. I just have such an incredible few individuals that, you know, we're probably gonna get in some heated debates. I just can't wait to see how many people we piss off, and also how many people just find it hilarious. So but in humanism as well, we can go through that. I find myself to be, you know, a very genuine person. Not saying I'm great by any means, you know, I'm decent, maybe average Joe or even below. But, you know, I believe in the human spirit and, you know, to nurture one another, and not to sound, again, too cliche bullshit, but, you know, if we can make this world a better place, might as well, and have some fun doing it. And then, you know, I mean, just art and ethics and philosophy, you know, I mean, things that, you know, there are so many people out there that are searching, even myself, searching for such a justification and validity and, you know, the things I or we believe and, you know, trust and so many things that seem such a miss right now in our culture or society, you know, throughout the world. But hopefully it can just, you know, make a few people feel that, you know, they belong, when maybe I'm the one they need to hear that from, because everyone else gets it from other people, you know, other people that validate them in some other way. You know, I'm not here to be, you know, someone to, you know, be an idol necessarily, or a role model, you know, or even a leader. But, you know, hey, if my brain, my knowledge, my connection, if I relate to you, then, you know, that's great. And hopefully, you know, if you're going through a rough time, then, you know, hopefully at least I can be there with you as that's going on. So, well, looks like Professor C Squared has discovered the formula and potentially the answer to my equation, inquiration, I guess, like inquiry and equation put together. So let's see here. So I originally asked him, what is the square root of the circumference of the sun multiplied by the velocity of the spin of the sun divided by the distance of the earth and the moon times light speed? And I'm going to give the floor to him so he can explain all this bullshit to you.
All right, so based off of what Guy is saying, I put the circumference of the sun multiplied by the velocity of the spin of the sun all under the square root. Definitively, I'm not sure if he was asking if I wanted the square root of the circumference of the sun separate from the multiplication from the velocity of the spin of the sun. But I put it all under the square root, and I can do a separate equation if he wants me to. And then I divided that by the distance from the Earth to the Moon. All of that multiplied by the speed of light. So the circumference of the sun, which was 2,713,406 multiplied by the velocity of the spin of the sun, which was 4,400. This is all relative to miles per hour. I did calculate the miles per second, which is the speed of light, and converted that into miles per hour, which is 1.079252849 to the 10, which is 10 to the 12th power, and divided all of that by the distance from the Earth to the Moon, which is 238,900 miles, and multiplied that by the speed of light, which I just previously said, which gave me a grand total of 4.94163219 10 to the 11th power.
I'm impressed. There's an answer for such a valid question.
Now, your question before, though, was it the square root of the circumference of the sun multiplied by the velocity of the spin of the sun, or was it the square root of the circumference of the sun separate multiplied by the velocity of the spin of the sun?
I think it was actually, to be honest with you, it was separate. I think I wanted the square root of the circumference of the sun.
Give me 1 second now. I'm going to have to recalculate.
Here we go. Yeah, we're going to have to recalculate that. But just so you know, that first equation there, I mean, this is what we do. We find out answers you guys want to know. So if there's anything, you know, you think you can stump the professor, please go ahead and, you know, send that through a comment or, you know, I'm hate mail friendly too, by the way. You know, my feelings do get hurt. I am a human being. So, but you know, if you don't like me, hey, that is completely fine. Can't be liked by everyone. I wish you the best that you find people you do like. Yeah, wow, he busted out the big Texas Instruments calculator. Or is that Casio? Texas Instruments, look at that. Like a real scientist. Yeah, this is really interesting watching him work. I mean, I definitely feel like the things I have at his disposal, why can't any of us be Iron Man, you know? Create a iron army, and again, just tangentially random. I mean, yeah, it's really, really fascinating stuff. Let's see, what else am I missing here? I mean, I guess I'm not really missing anything, because this is just kind of a teaser for what everything's going to be. God, I hope this isn't, you know, too long. It's just bleeding out your ears. Yeah, there's really a lot of good stuff out there, and I'm hopefully going to bring a lot of that to light and hopefully get some support. Financially would be nice, but that's not why I'm doing this. You know, I'm doing this to really just connect the world in other ways. Looks like we have a verdict on my actual thesis for the inquiry about what I wanted to know scientifically and mathematically. So I'm going to let the professor take the floor once again and explain this to you.
Basically, the same equation as before, but separating the circumference of the sun multiplied by the velocity of the spin of the sun, which gives us a grand total of 2.578335056 10 to the 17th power. This is all in scientific notation. 8 zeros after that 6.
You know that's my favorite number. So there's something infinitely great. Do you like that? Because you know what I believe, people? Let me just say this right now. The reason my favorite number is 8 is because you turn 8 on its side, it actually creates the infinity symbol, which I don't think anything can really compete with that in life. So, yeah, that's my favorite number. And look at that, 8 to the 8th power. That means this podcast is going to work. So, yeah, man, I really wish I could have gotten a picture of all that. I'll just have him do it again some other time. So, along with other bullshit math equations. But there you go. I mean, it was just a little teaser of the things we're going to be doing, you know. I mean, ridiculous questions that, you know, add up to, you know, random, you know, just validity of science, mathematics, and damn innate reason. I guess we're all living in some form of being or state or entity. Oh, here we go. Look at this. He has a really good memory. He's putting all this back up on the board for me so we can record all this and give him the due credit. So, you know, maybe you should write a book soon. Thinking about that. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, maybe by a foreword and afterword with me. Yep. That'd be really great. Explain science. And yeah, just really, really great stuff. Technological advances. I want to give some shout-outs to people eventually, too, and I get that all situated. You know, introduce all of you to, you know, other people you can follow and just really connect the world. I mean, that's why we're all, you know, this technological, you know, industrialization and revolution even on some fronts. You know, let's really all just kind of get connected, you know, not invasive, just connected, you know, and just inspire one another and maybe create a better world in the process. So, yeah, really looking forward to everything. And that's all that we need. So here we are with Professor C Squared. He's figuring out my revised equation of the square root of the circumference of the sun multiplied by the velocity of the spin of the sun, divided by the distance from the Earth to the Moon, multiplied by the speed of light. But none best other than Professor C Squared to figure all this out, because it looks like he is giving me results and not excuses, which is one of the best work ethics anyone could ever give you. Let's see what he's figuring out here. It looks like this equation's actually coming out to be everything I wanted it to. To be honest with you, I tried to stump him, but it looks like I'm the one who's, you know, kind of being thrown back into the realm between the validity of space and time. If that makes no sense, I don't give a shit. It is what it is. And he has his Texas Instrument calculator calculating all of the equations, formulas, and variables that go into discovering the answer for what I've wanted to ask. So, how's it going, Professor?
Fantastic.
That's good. So I like to hear. I feel like we could open up a chocolate factory. Things would be put in Wonka's chocolate, though. I don't think they'd ever. The EPA would ever pass it. Imagine that. Getting a piece of chocolate that has polycarbonation and also has a multitude ingredient of gravitational enzymes that counteract with the polycarbonation, which in turn would actually make you feel incredibly light, but the gravity particles inside of the chocolate would actually keep you adhered to the crown floor because of physics. So this is really amazing, people. Seeing a scientist of the time just input these calculations to retrieve such a result for an answer of near infinite proportions. Oh, and by the way, I don't really know if I'm going to like the sound of my voice. So, and I also can't guarantee how consistent I'm going to be with posting all of these. So just kind of stay tuned. But Guy Coleman's podcast, what you search for, I'll try to get a better image up there for you. Looks like Professor C squared is actually done with the equation. So let's go over this one more time. I'm going to let him take the floor and explain to you all the variables and consistencies.
All right, with the proper calculations, we come up with the square root of the circumference of the sun, separate from the multiplication of the velocity of the spin of the sun, all of that divided by the distance from the Earth to the moon, and then that whole entire proportion multiplied by the speed of light. Which what we get is the circumference of the sun being 2,713,406. That is under the square root. That is then multiplied by 4,400 miles, which then is divided by 238,900 miles, multiplied by the speed of light, which is 6... Whew, that's a big number. 670,618,216.2, which gives you a grand total of 2.03455444×10^10. This is all relative to miles per hour, which is given to me from the speed of light, which is 299,792,558 meters per second, which is converted into miles per hour given the standard stoichiometry method of converting the same units of measurement, seconds and meters, to miles per hour. So you have your standard 60 seconds, 1 minute per 60 minutes. So you do the multiplication of 60 and 60 because that's the seconds and minutes. And then 1,609.34 meters in 1 mile, which then give you the calculation of 6,706,182.96.2 miles per hour, which again gives you the grand total of the same answer I said before.
Incredible. I am thoroughly impressed, and this just goes to show you that even the greatest minds of science, math, and whatever else, look out. You got Professor C squared coming after you, and, well, he's not coming after you, but he can damn near probably argue just about anything that's a liable statement. So that is damn incredible. I didn't think there was potentially an actual answer because I thought these variables would actually cancel themselves out, but I guess I still managed to come up with a genius concept that someone was able to figure out and get an appropriate answer. My question is for you. The E after the 4 and then 10.
I'll give you the exact number so you can
take Okay, perfect. So we have 2, 0, 3, 4, 5, 5, all by 3 4s. And then instead of the E and the 10, we have 2 zeros following. So that would be a number of, is that a trillion? It looks like
20,345,544,400.
And 400 what is the, I guess what would be the variable? Would it be the miles or seconds? I guess I didn't really specify on what the number would be, but can you figure out what the variable is that would be the actual answer? What measurement? Fascinating, people. I wish you were here to see this geniusness. Wow. All right. Can you say the answer out loud one more time in its entirety?
20,345,544,400 miles squared per hour squared.
There you have it. There you have it. I'll take a picture of this, and if I can get some visual form to have people follow, maybe I can set up an Instagram account in the future, and we'll post this on there to give some more breath of life to our show. But thank you for listening, if you have all this time. Hope your ears aren't bleeding too much. If they are, just hold your ears over some glasses, put the blood in some bags, and donate them to a hospital so that maybe someone else can live off of your own pain and suffering of something that is actually great, which is my podcast. But that's also a narcissistic thing to say, but I don't care, because who knows how far this is going to go. Till next time, stay cool.